Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are coming to you again from Phoenix, Arizona, and we have the incredible Maddie McGinnis. This week we're going to be talking all about the impact of design on user experience. So Maddie, thank you for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about your background and what drew you to design to begin with.
So my background, I've always been a really creative person. I loved arts and crafts when I was little, and then as I got older, I kind of, you know, got more involved with the technology aspect of design and all the tools that are available. And especially now, there's so many different, you know, programs that you can use for design and different ways to manipulate it. And that was something that I always found really interesting, was that the space keeps changing and there's always more. So as I kind of went through college, I realized more and more that that's the path I wanted to go down because I really liked how you could use design as a marketing tool to engage with a customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, for one, can attest to your beautiful design, as you have done a lot of great work for me. And those incredible quote graphics you see all over my social, Maddie had designed those, and we've had a lot of great conversations around that. So as you have now in your career shifted and looked much more deeply into financial services, where do you see design impacting that customer experience overall?
Yeah, so a lot of it is behind websites and apps. The design in those, you have to have two different aspects of design. There's UI design, which is user interface, and then there's UX design, which is user experience. And that's kind of, you know, what we've had conversations about, where if you don't have good UX, then the customer can kind of be lost in the site. And especially I've noticed a lot of websites in financial services, when I've gone and kind of looked at their pages for inspiration, even for our own website, you see really cool designs, but you don't know how to navigate them. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's almost like if you were to imagine a book, and that book's sitting up on the shelf and you see a really cool cover on it and the title's interesting and, you know, maybe it's by an author that you've been interested in looking into, and you pick up the book and you're really excited to read it. So the cover is what draws you in, but then what would happen if you were to open that book and see that every chapter is completely out of order? Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be able to read it. I mean, you could go through and dig for chapter 1 and then 2 and 3 and try and figure out where they're all at, but that's going to take forever, and it's not going to be an easy, clean reading experience from start to finish.
You'd have to be very motivated to read that book if you wanted to go around that way, and most likely you probably wouldn't go back to that author for another book. And that's a thing that we're seeing. You know, as you see the influx of fintech coming into the market, and users and consumers, both on the individual and on the small business side, kind of moving towards fintech over the traditional players, it's primarily because of that seamless, beautiful experience where, you know, it's not only simple, it's gorgeous, but you get to what you need very quickly, and you're not lost in this, like,
it's more
barrage
of a natural flow. You just go from step by step.
Exactly. So this is, you know, related, and I know you and I have spoken about this a lot, but branding ties very closely within design. So tell us a little bit more about your thoughts on how important it is to have consistency in branding, or where you've seen there really hasn't been that.
Yeah, for sure. So with branding, a brand is more than just your logo, your color scheme, what fonts you use. It's really your identity and the identity of a company. So think of it as a fingerprint almost. It's what defines you as a person, your fingerprint does, but then a logo and color scheme, font, all of those are elements that build the brand. They themselves are not the brand. It's the company and the company's identity that is the brand. And you look and you see a ton of companies, and their brand identity isn't consistent across platforms. They might have, you know, different looking social media than their website, and their physical print media might be even different. And when there's that disconnect between all of those elements, it's really hard to see it as one big cohesive brand. You see it as a bunch of separate pieces. So, yeah,
and I've seen that. So you're absolutely right. And we talked about this a little bit before too, but you even see that in the messaging. So maybe you have a certain group running this part of your social versus this part of your website, where on your website you come off as maybe more traditional and very kind of clean cut, but on your social you have much more personality, and maybe you even have a more sarcastic nature. So all of that kind of reflects who you are. That makes a lot of sense. So last question, if you had a few quick tips and tricks for people who are rethinking about their branding. I know as a tech entrepreneur back in the day, and I've spent a lot of time with other entrepreneurs, and it's certainly not only applicable to them, but this is, we're talking across industry and across sectors, but you can get really caught up in the brand from the part that you would traditionally think the logos and the taglines and all that, and spend a lot of money. So where's a good place to start? What are a few quick tips and tricks?
Well, I would say that first, when you're thinking about your brand, think about the ethos of your company and try and visualize that in your head. If you have, you know, a company that wants to focus on quality and customer service, think about how you want to communicate that visually. Don't think so much about, okay, I know I want these colors, I know I want this shape, I know I want this font. Because if you do that first, if you decide the elements first, you're really going to limit yourself to what you can do with your brand. You want to build backwards from the ethos and what the company is about in order to create the branding physical elements.
Perfect. Maddie, thank you so much. As always, to see more and hear more about Maddie's background, click on the link below, and until next week.